This is the PR Podcast, a show about how public relations helps you tell your story to the world. We talk with great PR practitioners who have the skills, creativity, and just plain savvy to get their clients noticed. Now here's your host, Jody Fisher.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the PR Podcast. I'm Jody Fisher. Thanks for joining us. Well, make sure you send us your PR Podcast plug. In fact, make that your New Year's resolution. I am not one for New Year's resolutions, but if you haven't sent us a PR Podcast plug, you need to send it in, if not right away, in 2024. We created the PR Podcast plug to make it easy for you to promote something that you do. As I like to joke, we're PR people. We're great at promoting our clients and horrible at promoting ourselves. So here's an easy way for you to promote yourself. Send us something cool that you've done. Not your 9-to-5. It's your newsletter. It's your TikTok. It's your cooking YouTube channel. It's your guitar Snapchat. I don't know, whatever you got. But send it along to us at the PR Podcast on any of the socials. Send us a DM. Let us know what you're doing. And we will plug you at the top of an upcoming show. Now on with our show today, we have a terrific guest with us. Josh Green is CEO of the Mather Group, a digital marketing agency that specializes in improving and protecting online reputations through SEO, paid media, and Wikipedia. He guides his clients using actionable insights and tools to conquer the online marketing world, empowering brands and individuals to shape their online presence to support their bottom line, letting people know who you are, what you do, and why you matter. He recently published the 2023 update to his book, Wikipedia for Business 2023. Josh, welcome to the PR Podcast.
Thanks for having me on, Jody. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, great to talk with you about this. So let's just jump right in here about Wikipedia, right? I think it's that thing that we all know is in the background there, but few people use. Why is it such a terrifically powerful tool for you and your clients?
Well, it's become seen as an objective source of truth. If you even think about your own searching habits, it's probably the second place you go when you're researching something. You start out with the official website for a company or a product, and then usually you'll go to Wikipedia to sort of get the objective truth about it. So for a lot of the companies and high-profile individuals we work with, they're very concerned about their image. And because Wikipedia has taken on such a large role right now, it's powering Google's knowledge panel, it's being excerpted into TikTok, and it's a huge source for AI. It's got a really large role in sort of laying down base facts for the internet.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. Wikipedia's role in informing what you maybe, I guess, organically find on the internet, as well as how it informs other platforms. You know, what are some of the strategies or the things that you urge clients to do with their Wikipedia page to make, and this will be my phrase, you know, make things look the way they want them to look?
Well, that's always the tough part of Wikipedia. My general advice is don't do it yourself. There are rules about it, and you probably are not going to devote the time you need to really, really understand Wikipedia and how one works with it. Where sometimes people get stuck on Wikipedia is everyone has internalized the message that anyone can edit Wikipedia. So they feel as though they should be able to get Wikipedia to say what they want to say, which is a very different thing. The rules of Wikipedia are such that if you just hop on and start editing, it's going to feel very quickly like it's the encyclopedia anyone but me can edit, because there's so many rules on what you're able to do or what you should be doing on it. So from a corporate standpoint, usually what most corporations really want is to have sort of the promise of Wikipedia fulfilled, like a neutral page that sort of lays out the facts about them. And usually where we come in is when things go awry from that. And it's really challenging because the editing community is essentially almost a social network behind the scenes of this source of truth for a lot of the web. So you can imagine the discussions get very heated about how certain things should be characterized.
Yeah, it's a great point you bring up. Not anybody, aside from the, you know, the technical ability to edit a page, not anyone can edit a page. There are checks and balances, right? Can you get into that?
Yeah, there are. One of the nice things about Wikipedia is its transparency. So you can see every edit that's ever been made to a page, the user who's done that, what their history has been. So it's relatively straightforward to people to see if you've just given yourself the name IBM Josh and done nothing but edit the IBM page with positive things, they're probably going to assume you have a little bit of a bias and revert most of those edits. So it sort of starts out at that very simple level. There's a whole system on what's called the talk page. Every Wikipedia page in the top left has a tab that says talk. That's where you're supposed to discuss big discussions about redoing a page, or if you're a corporation making requests for changes. So a lot of times you'll see big changes to pages play out there versus if someone's cleaning up some grammar or some punctuation or maybe a date, then they usually just go right in and edit it if they're an experienced editor.
Are there certain things that you urge clients to make sure are covered on their Wikipedia page? I mean, is there like a top three things that you got to have on your page, aside from factual accuracy?
Yeah, I was going to say up-to-date information is probably the first thing, just in that info box on the right side. Especially if you're a publicly traded company, there's no reason to have information from 2 or 3 years ago. The second thing is those first few sentences of your Wikipedia page are the part that gets syndicated everywhere. So there's a huge difference between, you know, Microsoft is a software company in Seattle, Washington, that was founded in 1976. And Microsoft creates some of the most dynamic programs to run the internet today. Whatever those first few sentences are, we're really going to define your brand in a lot of places. And then the third thing would be addressing any controversy that's on your page. It's an unfortunate fact of life that people who lean towards posting negative content are probably likelier to have the skill set to post it on Wikipedia than someone in a PR department who's juggling 15 different projects at the same time. So that's the other thing we advise people to keep a close eye on is there controversy on your page, and is it fair, or is it very biased? Obviously, things happen, controversies arise, what you want to avoid is where they, you know, sort of continue sprawling and sprawling and sprawling till they eclipse whatever the company actually does.
And it's also important to point out that Wikipedia requires citations and factual proof of any kind of a claim that you might be making, right? You can't just go on and say, we're the best at the blah, blah, blah.
Correct. Or if you do, it'll last about half a second before a bottle just automatically delete it for you. So you. It is one of those things when you see a famous celebrity hoax about the person dying, usually someone's changed Wikipedia, taken a screenshot, it gets changed back, but then that screenshot starts popping up places. But yeah, there's all sorts of rules in terms of what should and shouldn't be updated.
So all this taken together then, how does this benefit the work that you do for clients, and how does this benefit, as you put it, we put it in your intro, their bottom line, right? How does this help them drive their business?
Yeah, a large part of what we're doing is actually education in terms of what you can and can't do with Wikipedia and what your expectations should be. It's not unusual for, and I know this is going to surprise anyone in PR, someone in the C-suite to offer a directive without much in the way of understanding what's going on underneath it. I'm sure it's never happened to you, Jody, but so a lot of what we do is sort of that education piece of explaining it to a company, what they can and can't do, and then sort of figuring out how to get there. The bottom line piece of it is a lot of companies have a pretty robust PR organization, brand organization, just to get factual information out there. And Wikipedia can really influence whether it's your accurate information that's getting out there or whether everyone's convinced that you're tearing down the Amazon rainforest, even though you're a bank in Schenectady or something.
There's a juxtaposition for you, right? So all this is outlined in your book, Wikipedia for Business 2023. What are some of the other things you go through?
Yeah. So that's sort of the starting point is what is Wikipedia meant to be? So you can understand what your page would look like in a very neutral world where Wikipedia was sort of living up to its promise. And then a lot of what we cover is the mechanics of how different pieces of Wikipedia work. Surprisingly, images have lots of copyright issues. So you'll see a lot of selfie-looking pictures of very famous people. And that's because there are photographer rights with professional photos, even if you paid the photographer, that interfere with them being posted on Wikipedia. So there's a lot of different pieces to it. The other thing that everyone always has questions about is how do you set up a brand new page? Because one of the challenges if you want a new page is you have to meet Wikipedia's hurdle for notability. And unfortunately, Wikipedia uses the word notable differently than almost anyone will use it in conversation, where you really need to have a lot of third-party press coverage where it's covering you, but you're not being interviewed in it, which if you're in PR, you're sort of like, but isn't that the point of the press? Yes, but Wikipedia doesn't consider you a good source about yourself. It has to be a third party. So you can see where you're trying to thread a very fine needle. Like I've certainly been interviewed plenty of times, but have people written articles about me and then not bothered to contact me? You can see it probably gets to a certain level of fame before that's even happening, right? There have probably been a lot of articles about Taylor Swift where no one's talked to her. But if I was interviewing the head of a B2B company, my natural instinct would be, of course, I'd talk to them. They'd want to talk to me for a story, which is great. Great press, not a great article for Wikipedia. Always a fun conversation to tell someone that they're not notable in the eyes of Wikipedia. Makes a lot of us wish they had picked a different phrase. Like you have to be super duper famous with articles that you're not in that are about you would be like a better phrase. Because if you tell a CEO they're not notable, that usually isn't a particularly fun conversation to have.
It's usually that moment where they look across the table and they say, well, that's why I hired you.
Yes, and then you turn to the PR person and say, perhaps we should do some more stories.
There you go. Yeah. Now, this is all integrating in with some of the other work that you and your firm does, which is SEO and paid media. What's the interplay between or among Wikipedia, SEO, paid media? Is there interplay and what is it?
There's a huge amount of interplay between search engine optimization, SEO, and Wikipedia because Wikipedia takes up so much space in the Google search results. So a lot of what we're doing is really focusing on what happens when someone searches on you. Essentially, that's your business card today. If someone searches on Jody Fisher, what do they find? If they search on PR Podcast, what do they find? So that's really the two pieces that play a big role. Paid media, we do a little bit for some of our clients where they're just trying to do work on their brand name so that it's a little bit clearer a lot of the time for what people are looking for. Our real focus on the reputation side of things is how do you show up in Google? How do you show up in Wikipedia when people search on you?
And the influence of Wikipedia, I've got to imagine, is pretty strong. The pull on the results is pretty strong.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about the first page for most companies, you'll have Wikipedia in the top three results. You'll have it powering the knowledge panel on the top right. And if anyone goes to YouTube to look at one of their videos, there'll be some other excerpts from Wikipedia there. Plus, with AI coming, there have been a few things that have shown Wikipedia as the number two or number three source of information that those large language models are crawling. So it just seems to keep getting used for more and more purposes. And especially within Google, that's at least, you know, two out of the main top five things people see.
Yeah, the influence is definitely incredible. Does it work in reverse? I mean, we talked about Wikipedia informing search. Does search have any kind of an effect on Wikipedia? Maybe I'm reaching for something here, but help me understand.
Not really. What you'll see a lot of times in Wikipedia is the citations that are being used to power those articles need to be verifiable and findable. So I can't quote something from Time magazine unless I've got a link to it. So oftentimes you'll see it's very clear that a lot of research that's gone into a page is coming right off of search engines. There's not like a direct link where it's flowing into. But you do see behind the scenes, there's a lot of influence going on.
What are some of the best things to either make sure that are on your Wikipedia page, or maybe make sure that you're paying attention to when you're trying to modify your SEO?
The one thing that seems to be fairly common when I talk to businesses is they're pretty good at the information that's on their website. They're usually okay with the information on their Wikipedia page. A lot of times if you read a page, you'll see some random stat that like in 2015, the company's revenue was X because no one's updated that section of the page. So from a corp comm standpoint, it makes sense to just read it. And anytime you're like, hey, that was 5 years ago, that's something that probably needs to be updated. But the one thing that I would say always gets overlooked is when you look at what shows up in Google for you, usually you get a bunch of different results. You'll get a LinkedIn, you'll get your Twitter account, you'll get your podcast on Apple, you'll get your podcast on YouTube, you'll get your podcast on Spotify. And a lot of times people don't realize that the little squib describing their company or their podcast is defining them. Like if I'm looking at your first five results and they all say, we have the world's greatest PR podcast, that's one message. If one of them's about your PR podcast, one of them mentions PR but says you only do that on alternate Tuesdays because you're busking at the train station, and another one says something completely different, you've really got an incongruity if I'm doing research, right? Instead of saying, oh yes, it's person X, they do Y, it's person X, which version of person X am I talking to? And this is when you do like a real specific search. So if I'm doing Jody Fisher PR podcast, are those things all sort of lining up with what I would want people to think? So that's something that a lot of times, especially in medium-sized companies, like someone set up the LinkedIn page a decade ago, right? The intern set it up, and probably the company is a different focus at this point. So it's always good to sort of keep an eye on one of those things, because it never quite becomes a crisis where someone's going to step in. It just over time, right? Someone wrote something different in your Instagram, and then someone wrote something different in your TikTok, and all of a sudden you've got all these different variations.
So the takeaway here, what I'm hearing is that one, you need to pay regular attention, maybe not daily, weekly, or even monthly, but quarterly or, once or twice a year attention to your Wikipedia page. And then you also need to pay attention to the other things that are being written about you on the platforms that you have some level of control over, social media, blogs, things like that.
Yes, exactly.
That's great. That is something I think probably few people really, I think, really think about. I mean, social media probably to most people seems a bit fleeting, like, hey, you know, it's social media, it's the post of the day or whatever. And certainly Wikipedia, probably people are not even thinking about it. Do some people have Wikipedia pages that are started, and I'm not talking about a celebrity or, you know, like IBM or something like that, but do people or companies have Wikipedia pages that are started about them without their knowledge, or can that not happen?
Oh yeah, no, oftentimes it does. For good or for bad, right? Sometimes companies would love to have a page and then one sort of spontaneously appears. At the same time, you hope whoever is doing it is, you know, writing it from a neutral standpoint, not a negative standpoint. But yeah, that's one of the things that makes Wikipedia occasionally feel like the wild, wild west is stuff happens that you didn't know was going to happen, which if you're trying to control a message certainly makes life adrenaline filled.
Do you think that, especially like in moments of crisis or moments of great change, let's put it that way, that, you know, Wikipedia needs to be, the Wikipedia page needs to be something in the list of boxes that you check when you're going down the list of making sure that you're messaging to people? I mean, let's say you have a big announcement. I don't know, it's anything as bland as, you know, your quarterly report, or it's something like an acquisition maybe, or, you know, some kind of a big news announcement. Should you stop for a moment and also update the Wikipedia?
It's worth keeping an eye on the Wikipedia page. You know, if it trails along by a few days or a week, that's fine. Wikipedia is meant to be an encyclopedia, but I will say most of our leads come from people who are operating in a crisis type of situation. It may not be right that day, but it's a whole lot easier if you pay attention to it ahead of time than if you do it when you're in sort of total reactive mode, like many crisis things are.
Yeah, and I'm sure if you're fending off, you know, reporter calls and investor calls or whatever it is in the middle of a crisis, the last thing you're thinking about is your Wikipedia page. But to your point, you should get around to updating it, paying attention.
Yeah,
who's the person who's best equipped to curate the Wikipedia page, internally or externally?
I mean, it's usually someone in comms. All companies tend to be slightly different. You know, usually there's someone in comms, someone in PR who either has some experience with it or has an agency that has some experience with it. It's in general just one of those things you want to find out ahead of time. If you ever sort of scenario planning, that's a good thing to find out before you have to find it out.
Yeah, definitely put it down on the, whether it's the crisis plan or whether it's the big announcement plan or whatever that is. Is there one big takeaway? I don't want to put you on the spot, but is there a big takeaway from your book that you can pass along? Is there something, or maybe something that you can dangle out there that people will find out if they pick up your book and check it out, Wikipedia for Business 2023?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is actually just paying attention to it will get you more prepared for whatever is ahead. Like, you don't necessarily have to spend hours and hours and hours becoming a Wikipedia guru, but if you pay attention to it, you'll get a feel for how it works and when or when not you might need to react to something. So that would be my general advice to most people. Is you don't need to be the one editing it, but being aware of what's happening is really important.
Good advice. And it's something that we haven't talked about a lot here on the show, so I'm glad we got a chance to discuss it here with you today, Josh. We are going to segue now and end up our conversation and segue into the rapid fire question portion of our podcast. This is where we steal a page from inside the actor's studio, ask our guests a series of rapid fire questions meant to elicit a simple answer, maybe a laugh or two with your indulgence. Josh Green, rapid fire question number one. What is your favorite news source?
Right now, I would say Memeo Random. I just really like the constant stream of news coming down the page at you. And you can sort of judge by how much something is covered, how much you should pay attention to it.
I have not heard of that before. Spell that Memeo Random, M-E-M-O.
Well, hang on. Let me type it in.
Let's look it up. Yeah, because we want to pass it along. We're talking about Wikipedia. We want to be factually accurate.
Right. Memorandum. And I'll put it in the chat, or we don't. Here we go. Yes.
We'll post it in the show notes of the show for sure. There we go. Memorandum. So it's like memorandum, but with an E in there. We got it. All right. We'll look it up for sure. Let's get back to our questions here. Rapid fire question number two. What is your favorite social media platform?
Oh, I'm embarrassed, but it's still Twitter or X. I just, the train wreck aspect of it is nice escapism.
It's, you know, I find that it's, it is what you make it. Let's put it that way. I'm not saying that there aren't, there isn't a lot of horrible that's going on out there, and certainly things that its current owner needs to fix. But I also tend to gravitate to more positive messages, and I've done my best to curate out who I'm hearing from, which may be creating a bit of a silo, and maybe that's not the point of social media. But nevertheless, I just find that if we stay on here, you know, I'm all for big advertisers leaving if that's what they feel they need to do, and I support them in that. But little old me isn't going to fix it. What I can do, I feel like what I can do is just try to spread positivity on there. Rapid fire question number three for Josh Green: coffee or alcohol?
Lately coffee. I would say 6 months ago bourbon, but right at the moment it would be coffee. Ah!
I love it. Rapid fire question number four: what's your favorite on the run food?
Favorite on the run food, probably Chipotle.
Yeah, there you go. There's a popular one. And rapid fire question number five: what do you want to be after you finish this career?
That is a really great question. I've always thought doing an Ironman in retirement would be fun. So we'll see if we get there.
Oh, man, that's a good goal. I like that a lot. All right. Well, Josh, this has been a great conversation. Please let people know how they can find you online.
Sure. We are at www.themathergroupllc.com.
Fantastic, Josh. Thanks again for joining us. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Please remember to subscribe to the show. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at The PR Podcast, and send us a question or a comment. Our intro is by Christopher Apple. You can find him and his fantastic photography on Instagram at Christopher_APPOLDT. Check him out there and hire him for all your photography needs. You can find me online at Jody Fisher on all the socials and on the web at jodyfisherpr.com. We'll see you next time on the PR Podcast.